Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are playing the Seattle Mariners. It is a battle of Japanese starting pitchers. Tanaka versus Kikuchi in Seattle. It's going to be fun. It's game two. Jake, how you doing?
James, I'm doing well. Tanaka Tuesday, pretty huge. Never mind Kikuchi on the other side. Japan stays up for this one. Big game over there. And, did all right yesterday. Mike Ford redemption game, yeah. Corey Gearin, I don't know if you'd call it a redemption game. You'd definitely call it something.
Something happened.
Something was totally happening. But yeah, man, I told you yesterday pretty firmly. I thought if we won game one, it's Broomstick City, and time to roll it. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing really good. I'm ready for the game. I'm excited for this matchup, Masahiro Tanaka. The chat's asking why you're so small, so I'm happy.
You're giggling like a schoolgirl.
It's my new favorite joke. I can't help it. Cracks me up, and it will crack me up. I hope I don't get addicted to it, but
you are.
Maybe I'll make myself small. Will that make you happier if it was me that was small?
It would feel better if it was an interchangeable thing. Right now, it's been 1,000%. Myself.
Okay, look. I'm the tiny one now.
Pretty good.
This is fun. I feel like I'm the kid in Willy Wonka. Charlie, I'm in the TV or something now. Just tiny. All right, well, the lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Gleyber Torres in the three hole. It was Gardner yesterday. Now it's Gleyber at shortstop. Gary Sanchez is batting fourth, Jake. He's DHing again, so keep a mental note of that. Brett Gardner in the five hole, playing center field. Gio Urshela at third base, batting sixth. Tauchman in left field, batting seventh. Romine catching. And Ford, the hot hand, the homer draft king, batting ninth. Tanaka on the bump. Gary's been DHing a lot. This is two DH days in a row. He DH'd a day in L.A. He DH'd the first game of this trip in Oakland. He didn't DH in L.A., obviously. He sat a game. So I haven't read any quotes. I'm guessing they asked Boone about it today, you know, but I haven't.
No, Jim, it's due to the injuries. I mean, Didi's still sore with his shoulder contusion. Maben is nicked up. So it's either Wade or Romine. So if you could get Gary another quote-unquote rest day DHing, I mean, they're going Romine.
Okay. All right. So you think that's what's going on then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering, like, it could be nice for Gary to get some rest.
I think it's A plus B equals C pretty easily, because otherwise if Gary was catching, basically you're down to DHing Romine or Wade, which, I mean, you can move around. Wade can play some defense. But, yeah, I think it just makes sense. Hey, play Romine, get Gary some extra rest, win-win.
Yeah, I'm trying to read, see if he had his, like, press conference, if they said anything. We got a lot of good news. We found out that Gearin's move was legal and the ump was just being a dickhead. We found out that the umps in L.A. ruled that timeout incompletely. And we found out Severino's going to make his first start. So it was a good pregame conversation with Boone, but it looks like they didn't say anything on Gary DHing. So you're probably right, Jake. Just everyone else is nicked up. It's the same nine guys as yesterday, right? Maben, Wade, Didi on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense then. Makes sense. Tanaka's on the bump. Are you excited? Tanaka Tuesday?
Tanaka Tuesday.
Oh, man. Talk about Tanaka for 10 seconds.
What happened? Can you at least tell us all what's happening?
I put on my Tanaka shirt for Tanaka Tuesday, and then I put a sweatshirt on to go get my energy drink, and now, you know.
While Jimmy continues his life of being a human idiot, I will tell you about the Emancipation Proclamation. No. Oh, wow. Masa-san. Jimmy looking great in his Tanaka shirt, as long as he doesn't show us that big, ugly bulb again that he calls his head. But yeah, I think you like what you see with this lineup. Obviously, the same cast of characters towards the top. Guardy slides down to the five hole, although we love three hole Guardy. And talking Yanks, baby.
Yeah. Cool. Masa-san.
Masa-san.
Did you give the Mariners lineup?
I did not give the Mariners lineup. You want me to do that?
Yeah. Let's see who these Mariners are playing.
Jim, the Mariners are rolling out Malik Smith, your center fielder. J.P. Crawford, shortstop, talented. Omar Narvaez will be DHing today. Seager, Corey's bro, at third base. Tom Murphy, your catcher. Big Dan Vogelbach at first. Lopes, trying to hit some ropes from left field today. D. Flash Gordon at second base. And Dylan Moore, Jim's favorite, moves to right field today with Yusei Kikuchi. I say Kikuchi on the bump for Seattle.
I was on Dylan Moore's baseball reference page when you said my favorite. I felt like guilty. Like I was on his baseball reference page scrolling around to find something I wanted to talk about. It was Dylan Moore, and when you gave the lineup, you say John Boy's favorite. I felt like you were watching me. It felt intrusive, just to let you know.
I think we should use – so I figured it out, by the way, with the small screen.
Yeah.
We need to use the small screen, like if someone either loses the homer draft or if there's something said. There needs to be a use for it, so that way you don't feel the need to abuse it.
Okay. So I love the small screen.
If the chat has ideas, we're open to anything.
That can be a punishment. You got to be false. You got to be small screen for like the next something.
Yeah.
Okay. The small screen's my top joke, and I don't understand why I like it so much.
You're okay. Do we have any opinions about the Mariners?
Yeah, Dylan Moore plays every position. He has played one position. He's played one game where he pitched. One game where he played center field, two games where he played first base, three at DH, nine in right field, 14 games at third base, 16 games at second base, 21 games at shortstop, and 27 games in left field. He's played every position besides catcher so far. Dylan Moore.
He's their Zobrist. That's what we always say.
Does that person always have to be somewhat... Is my volume really loud? Does that person always have to be somewhat attractive? Zobrist isn't, but like Wade and Dylan Moore, they're pretty boys.
You're feeling so. You are a big Dylan Moore fan. This has taken kind of an odd turn.
I'm now worried that he's not a pretty boy. Oh no, he is.
He kind of is. He's a Californian, is what I'd say. He's got that baby face Californian look going on.
When the dude got thrown out yesterday.
Sure.
Dylan Moore was like, oh, in the dugout. Then someone asked him, like, what happened? He's like, hit him in the face. Gotta get out of here. Yo, he got 2-game suspension for that.
It's a tough break, man. But it's everything that happened was right. You can't.
People were trying to say that ump was soft. People were trying to say that ump was soft.
It's soft, but you can't do that.
It's soft if he allows it. He's like, oh, I know, it was just an accident. No problem. That's soft. You get hit in the face with a glove, you better kick that player out of the game. Otherwise, yeah, you are a pussy umpire.
I mean, it's a soft ejection from the fact that, like, Broxton clearly didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah. He said, I know it's an accident, but you can't do it.
You have to, yes. Yeah. And I think both labels are fine with it because, yeah, he hit him.
Yeah. Brutal.
Tough break.
Kikuchi's been good lately. He struggled, and people were like, is he not good anymore? But he's been good. And he did shut the Yankees down.
Sometimes it feels like baseball's a tough sport with ups and downs.
It's like a roller coaster, baby. Up, up, down, down. 7.2 innings pitched. Almost got out of the eighth inning. Three hits, one earned run. One earned run last time Kikuchi faced the Yankees. Damn. Pretty good.
Jimmy's coming off some extra rest. He just shut out the baby Jays. But that was August 18th, so he's got like 9 days rest.
Yeah, I think he requested like rest, or maybe he wanted to pitch against Tanaka. Who knows?
Wow.
Who do you think got the hits versus him last game?
Two hits Toronto against Yusei Kikuchi.
No. The last time he played the Yankees, he gave up three hits.
Oh, last time he played the Yankees, he gave up three hits. Let's say Gary got one.
Okay. Dude, look at this. He walked DJ to start the game, and then 1-2-3, then the next inning was a 1-2-3 inning, next inning, 1-2-3 inning, next inning, a 1-2-3 inning, next inning, a 1-2-3 inning. He was cruising. And yeah. Then the sixth inning, Talkman hit a double, DJ hit a single, Voit had a sack fly. Talkman had two hits. Wow.
Mikey T.
Watch out for Mikey T. You know who replaced Yusei Kikuchi in this game? Corey Guerin.
Corey Guerin, he's on the Yankees now.
He's on the Yankees now. Was very upset yesterday. It felt like Corey Guerin took his baggage to us. And it was like, if we knew you had this baggage, we kind of would have been like, nah.
Because, Jim, did you see his stats with Seattle? They were pretty solid. So it did feel like this was
the Mariners were kind of laughing like, thank God, not our problem anymore.
Yeah, we had to deal with that. And dude, talk about you suspect. Like, it's a bad look for the Mariners. Even if the umps just did take their own onus on this one, the fact it was your former team, like Corey Guerin, I think that ramps it up. I was doing Jakey polls yesterday just because I kind of thought I knew where this one was heading. But I did do you think the Mariners tipped off the umpires for Guerin coming in? And it was like 95% yes.
Did you see that Scott Servais said, no, we absolutely did not. He said, this is the same crew.
Yeah.
So it's just the crew. And MLB said, no, it's legal what he's doing. And Guerin's like, the MLB told me that. So it's literally these umps are going rogue.
Yeah. Like, but the optics of it were bad for the Mariners too.
Even the Mariners broadcast was like, you think they tipped them off?
Yeah. It turns into not cheating, not trying, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that was awful. That was a nightmare.
Omar Narvaez.
Did you see that?
What?
Yanks won.
They won yesterday. Yeah, they won. They won. Mike Ford had two homers. You had him in the homer draft. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Redemption.
Calm your tits. Omar Narvaez has good numbers off Tanaka, Jake. Four for nine. No one else. Kyle Seager has a lot of at-bats, 22, but he's only got three hits. I still remember Players Weekend, 2017. Tanaka had like 16 strikeouts versus the Mariners. Just shut him down. When I think Tanaka Mariners, that's what I think of. So it's a good memory.
Is there a real or not? Is there a Tanaka like Romine thing out there that's sticking out in my head? But I don't know if it's a thing or
well,
not.
Well, when it works out conveniently, they seem to do it.
Right.
But Tanaka and Gary are like best friends off the field. So, who knows?
Right. Did you see that tweet that Tanaka had the other day where he's like, I'll fucking fight anyone. That's my best friend. That's nuts.
I saw the article and go fuck yourself. What did I say? I forget what I said. People thought it was real. I'm getting sick of people not understanding that I'm joking. I'm getting very
You've
tired.
cast too wide of a net.
Give me my 25,000 followers that knew my jokes back. This sucks. Everything I post, they're like, are you serious? No, Tanaka did not tweet out, go fuck yourself. I like Gary and he's my best friend. I'm sorry that you think that that's what he really tweeted out. But
know.
It was a
Sometimes
joke.
The translation gets lost a little bit. I don't know.
Someone like DM me was like, it's about an article in Japan. I know. No, it's not. Whatever. The start that I'm talking about in 2017, Jake, he had 15 strikeouts and it was against Toronto. So why don't I put a bullet in my brain? 10 strikeouts versus Seattle. That's maybe.
Keep it your Seattle memory and it's not a problem.
It's my memory.
Yeah.
It's my memory. It's my memory.
He's going to do it again.
Do you have a what to watch for?
Jimmy, James, John Boy.
Yeah.
Guerrilla Warfare. We talked about Corey Guerin and how that situation's ridiculous. Jim, I'm Hail Mary time for my what to watch for, because the Yanks are about to sweep. I don't really care. Tanaka's going to be awesome. All of Japan's watching, and he's Tanaka. Jim, what if the Yanks go Pintar and Kikuchi? Okay, all right, he said it.
Wow. You think the Yanks are going to call him out?
So that's what I'm watching for. If Kikuchi gets a little squirrely with that Pintar, and Corey Guerin's in the dugout, oh, I can't double tap my foot, I can't double tap my foot, he's out there with Pintar. And they're like, ah, new guy, chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're the one that toe taps, you weirdo.
Yeah. Pitch without the toe tap.
But like, think about that. If Kikuchi comes out and he's dealing again and he's not being shy about that pine tar, I don't know, Jim.
I wonder, it's not cold out. It's very much a cold weather thing. So maybe he doesn't need it. That would be funny if the Yankees are just fed up. I think I'm going to sneeze soon. The Yankees are just fed up with, like, first, we find... you were warned. First, they find out the ump's fucked up in L.A. Then they find out the ump's fucked up with Guerin. What if they are like, hey, sorry this lands on you, Kikuchi, but fuck everyone. You got pine tar.
Yeah. Us against the world.
I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think he's been using pine tar. It's not really a story anymore. Roma,
it's a good Hail Mary what to watch for, because everything else is going to be domination.
Can Romine do it 2 days in a row? He had an RBI yesterday, and he's been good. He's been coming through when he needs to come through.
It's been great.
Starting two games in a row. John Sterling was like, I could have guessed that. It's not what he said, but it was something along those lines. How many times do you think he started two games in a row this season?
I mean, Gary was out a couple times. Started back to back. I don't know. 5 times.
Okay. Well, in April, there's 1. Do we care? I don't think I care about this to count.
No.
I don't think I care about that.
Cool. Yeah, and Jim, I mean, you mentioned that Yankees lineup he faced. He faced Clint Frazier was in that lineup. Miguel Andujar was the DH that day. And Mike Tauchman was hitting 203 after getting 2 singles in that game. I mean, Mike Tauchman would be a good what to watch for, because he had the 2 hits previous and now he's the best ever.
He's my what to watch for, officially mine. Mike Tauchman has a real solid history, 2-for-3 against Kikuchi. And he's now become into his own as one of the premier players in this league. So that's my what to watch for, Mike Tauchman. Do you have one?
That's good. I don't.
Man, I hate when you come ill-prepared for the show. Bummer. Pitching path to victory. So yesterday, the Yankees did not want to use Canely and Chapman. They wanted it to be a bigger win. They wanted to go Nestor, Tecesa, Guerin. I applaud them for pivoting and throwing two of the good guys in a close game. I think last year, I honestly think last year, Chapman and Canely don't see that game because that wasn't the plan. So it's a little bit of a pivot. I would think Chapman and Canely aren't going today. No, you know what? There is an off day on Thursday. So maybe
haven't they pitched back to back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they're out.
They're out. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's what's happening. Britton will slide into the closer spot, and Ottavino will be eighth inning. So it's how do you get there?
Okay. So how do we get there? And Guerin, you think he threw 18 pitches.
So and it's also not like, Chad?
Just like, don't use Guerin with these umps.
Yeah. Not worth
they might do it if they're calling out Kikuchi for Pintar, then they're going to throw Guerin as a big fuck you. This is legal. The MLB just said it, so you can't call it. They might throw Guerin out there with the runner on first. He toe taps, fucking big toe taps, two pitches, and then they pull him out just as a fuck you to the umps.
They might.
They might. Don't rule it out.
I'm ruling it out.
Yeah, probably Chad, right? Probably knocker to Chad.
I mean, Tank probably just brings it straight to Sessa for the save, if we're being honest.
That's the goal. But I think it is, if they do have to bridge the end of the sixth inning and seventh inning, then yeah. And if there's a big enough lead, then it's Tank to Sessa. That's the goal. But yeah, Mark in the chat says throwing Guerin today is a power move, and I think it is. Or tomorrow. Yep. Yep.
Tomorrow. I think you save it for tomorrow.
Save it for tomorrow? Okay. Homer draft?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
That's beautiful. Jake with Ford yesterday. He pops two.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What to watch for? You had the first pick.
Congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
What's my first pick today?
Excuse me?
You go first, and then the question will be, what's my first pick?
That is how it goes. You say goodbye, and I say hello, hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Aaron Judge.
And Judge,
he's really good. Kikuchi revenge.
Dude, fuck this fucking Google sheet. Huh? Makes it purple every time. Pisses me off. Okay, you're going Judge. You know what, dude? I'm taking Glaber. Because if Glaber hits a home run and I don't have him again... Remember when earlier in the season when Voit was hitting home runs and you and I both kept not taking Voit? And it was like, or what are we doing? So I feel if Glaber was hit a home run today. And then with my second pick, I'm taking DJ LeMahieu.
Okay.
Homer off Kershaw, who's a lefty.
Fact.
Now we got Kikuchi, who's also a lefty.
Also lefty.
Also name starts with K. Also pitches in the Pacific side of the country. Pacific Coast. Hmm. You connecting these dots?
It's
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Lefty. K. Pacific Coast. Good. Jeez.
Stop calling it Pacific Coast. That's really weird.
The Pacific Coast.
It's either West Coast or Pacific time zone.
No, because...
Because
the West Coast, you could be talking about fucking Stockton.
Yeah.
Well, could no. I'm talking about close to the water. It's about vicinity to the ocean is what's...
Your virginity in the ocean?
You lost your virginity in the ocean? I know you didn't, for a fact.
That's what we just asked you. Don't spin this on us.
No, I know that you didn't.
Me in the chat have been wondering. An answer once and for all. Have you been in the vicinity of the ocean?
Yeah, I live there.
Jimmy lost his virginity in the ocean. My second pick is Gary Sanchez.
That's rude. It's back-to-back rudes. It's back-to-back rudes.
Are you calling me rude for taking Judge and Gary?
No, the vicinity virginity trick and then taking Gary right after. It's back-to-back rudes by you.
You took Gary the day before. You have nothing to stand on.
It's not rude when I take Gary. That's called living. L-I-V-I-N.
You couldn't take him today legally.
Go fuck yourself. It's like over under.
You banged in the ocean. What do you think the over under is today?
Oh, the Japanese aces dueling? Probably 5.5.
New, 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 new.
Da-na-na, da-na-na. It's when Game of Thrones is on SportsCenter. I think the over-under, if we're being honest, is going to be 9.5.
Let's leave it at 10. Let's leave it at 10. Survey says... Big money, no whammies. Nationals are down 2-0 to the Orioles. Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's later, huh?
Isn't that called something, that series?
Beltway?
Beltway
something like
Bowl,
that.
Beltway series, something like that, yeah.
Beltway, yeah. 9.5.
I'm the best. Dude, I want to go under.
I had the under yesterday. You talked me out of it, so now I'm just sixes and sevens over here.
Mind your. Okay, so you're going under?
I'll go over.
Wow. I mean, you are at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, for your
not
last
me.
Seven. Yeah, by proxy.
My representatives.
And you.
And me
have combined to be 0 for your last 7.
Yeah. You're 0 for your last 3.
I'm talking
we're
about
both
me.
0 for our last 3. That's what everyone's saying.
Don't talk about me. Huh. Jeez. Jesus. There's one rule. Should we go to the chat? Chat's been active. I can't even keep up. Vanna White is 62. That's something I read in the chat.
It's a note.
Tank complete game. The sun will come out. Tanaka. Yeah, probably.
Be nice.
Some ocean talking here. Not happy with it.
Swim in the ocean, hear me now.
Didn't seem like questions. Someone said that. I feel like Jake was hard to go to high school with.
Well,
and someone responded, everyone was friends with Jake in high school. That's probably more accurate.
Maybe both.
Is the roof open tonight, Jake?
Both. I think so. I think they're saying beautiful forecast. Okay.
So what's the rules about being tiny on the screen?
We have to figure it out. We need something that there's no gray area, black and white, that if X happens, then you have to go tiny screen. Like maybe if you're 0 for 3 in the past, over under or something like that.
Okay. Tiny screen for the whole show?
No, it's got to be...
You're what to watch for is tiny
screen. This is what we have to figure out, yeah.
Okay. Okay, someone said, hey, the screen's fixed, but why is Jake's head still so small?
Nobody said that, but we're all thinking it.
Oh, tough way to end the show. James Kelly asked how Zimmer's doing.
Tough.
We had to put him down.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.